It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Crocodile Club lunch is on Friday late morning, and I'll be there emceeing. I'm not sure what I'm in for. Mayor Jeff Caggiano of Bristol will be there as well. And we had a quick conversation last week, and I wanted to just sort of bring it back and then talk about some other things with Mayor Caggiano. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Brian? I had to say I listened to the rest of the segment after, and you guys were like pros. I do apologize for losing you last week, but you guys had it nailed. You definitely kept it going well.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, listen, it happens. Technology is an imperfect science, so it's not a problem. We're always good to talk to you, and I want to, you know, but I do want to take a step back. I mean, I appreciated the conversation, but we have different set of listeners on a day-to-day basis, and depending on the time of day, you know, can you go back and just, what is the Crocodile Club? What is the lunch? And just give us a little sense of the history.
Yeah, no, it's a great non-political event, and I think it started way back in 1875 when Gad Norton, who was the founder of Lake Compounds, decided to do a lunch to thank the local politicians who switched a small area of Southington and annexed it into Bristol, basically. And the main reason was in 1875, it was a lot easier for Gad to take his horse and buggy over the Bristol Town Hall to pay his taxes. And so he had a sheep roast, and that has continued on for literally 160-something years. I forget the number. It has morphed and changed over the years. You know, it was just a dinner to thank people, but then it became a political roast. And in years past, we definitely had the politicians get up there and be funny, and many of them have been very great, and some of them, like me, might not have been that good. So I'm actually pretty happy this year that we'll have somebody like Mike Reese, who is going to be our official roaster, and he'll pick on all those big politicians that will show up. We know for a fact that Bob Stefanowski is RSVP, John Larson, William Tong. Dick Blumenthal has been there every year that I've been there. I've been going the last 10 years. And just if you're a political junkie, this is a place to go show up and, shake hands with people. It's a real fun event and, not intimidating at all, even for the candidates or the elected officials that used to have to speak in the past. But I think they are putting a little different twist on it this year. And I don't know if you're prepared with a couple of quips, but you can always tease. I haven't talked to my Southington friends, but they're usually the butt of a lot of the jokes, because when you sit there in Lake Compounds now, if you look at the city of Bristol, it's a perfect square with a little notch on the bottom of it. That notch is Lake Compounds, and we annexed that from Southington a long time ago.
So, I mean, listen, I haven't had a lot of guidance yet, so I think they're still trying to wrap up, the guest list, but Blumenthal is confirmed, Stefanowski, John Larson, as you said. I mean, do the political leaders go up and speak as well? I mean, are they, even though you have a roaster, will they still say something?
And then, you know what, I have to be honest, I have not talked to Morgan, who is the person who runs the Carousel Museum, and I should also mention this is a
fundraiser
for the Carousel, fundraiser for the Carousel Museum. I think her vision this year is to, we'll have some of those people get up and talk, but not necessarily the traditional, you know,
roast
on yourself and, you know, joking. I think we're going to leave that to the professionals this year, which would be mainly Mike Reese, it sounds like, but I think Brian Shachtman might come up with a couple of funny quips.
We'll see. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, obviously the times we live in are different, but I'm not afraid of it. I just, you know, I don't know how far to go, but Mike Reese will be really interesting, and I'm looking forward to being there. And it's something that the general public can actually go to. And so if you want, you know, I believe it's $50 a person. You obviously get to listen to the speakers. You get to meet the politicians most likely, and there's lunch and there's a free drink. And you get to take it all in
there, which is something that's a tradition for them as well. So yeah, it's just, it's great. And I'll give you carte blanche, Brian. You can pick on me all you want.
Okay, maybe you'll be my default.
Yes.
So if you go to the carouselmuseum.org, you can get to it through there, and it'll be a lot of fun. And you want to say hello to us or myself, Mr. Mayor, please come down and do so on Friday. I believe it's at 11 a.m. And it'll be a lot of fun. We're talking with Mayor Jeff Caggiano from Bristol here on Brian and Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. Obviously, the city of Bristol, a lot going on. What, first of all, before I ask any specific questions, you know, what sort of conversations or news is going on in your town right now?
Well, you know, I just published an article in the press that talked about, you know, development from areas that are, you know, we're seeing some buildings be demolished and we're seeing some renewal happening. Every time I talk to you, we talk about downtown, but some of these things are now happening outside of the downtown area. And I actually was just talking to your call screener, who is a Bristol guy.
Yeah,
and
Joey.
We are going to get a Chipotle and a Starbucks where Ruby Tuesdays used to be. We do have an interesting occurrence of events. We have our medical marijuana dispensary is actually moving to Route 6, I think in preparation for the full legalization of marijuana, which is quite a hot topic, quite honestly. You know, that there's a lot of, you know, very strong feelings about that. But I think in Bristol, because we have a medical marijuana dispensary, we will more than likely have to deal with retail marijuana and figure out how we put some guardrails on that and make that work the best for the city.
Yeah, well, you bring up a couple of things. One is, you know, I'm not a Starbucks guy necessarily, but a lot of people do like it. But if brands like that and Chipotle, because I just, you know, I have teenage kids and two of them love it. And so if you have those kind of brands coming into your city, that's a good sign. I mean, that's a really healthy sign. So that's good. And I, you know, since, you know, we're right near the Bristol line in, you know, in Farmington, I might have to hit that up. But the more serious topic is recreational marijuana. Some people don't want to say pot or marijuana. They say cannabis, whatever you want to call it. It is a touchy issue, and I'm not sure it's all founded. I mean, it's not like I've been through a bunch of places in Massachusetts, and it's not like there's a bunch of people milling about outside like it's Methadone Mile or something like that. So I want to know what the concerns are, what sort of guardrails you guys are talking about, and just you as a leader of the city, like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, it is such a deep question, and you can go so many different ways with it. But, you know, personally, I'm not a big cannabis guy. Personally, never have been. I do understand the potential pitfalls, especially for our younger population. And I come from a medical biopharmaceutical background. I actually was with a company that took one of the receptors and found a blocker of that receptor of cannabis or cannabinoid, the THC receptor, and created a drug that literally caused people to lose weight. So kind of the opposite effect. And there is a lot of medicinal work that's been done. That drug didn't work, by the way, because it had other warts and other side effects. It did work very well to cause people to lose weight, but it created other psychoses and things of that sort. But there is a lot of medicinal value that is already well established. And I think one of the key things that the people in Bristol have to hear is that we have Trulieve, which is a medical marijuana. That's the way it first came out, dispensary. It's going to be called cannabis, as you said. But all of those medical providers by state law will be grandfathered in to be able to switch to a hybrid license, meaning they can do both recreational and medical. And since we service about 3,000 people a month already on the medical side, one of the ways that I look at this is that we should probably create a new space of retail, right? This is very similar to what you see with liquor stores and with, we have a bunch of smoke shops in town. And this is really the good things about this is it's much more regulated and right. highly, as you have said from your experiences in Massachusetts, highly, brought up to a high standard. This is, you're going to take a retail outlet like Applewood, which is actually a pretty popular diner, and people won't recognize it. It'll look like a high-tech pharmacy. Some people call these Apple stores. They'll invest quite a bit of money to make their space, and they will treat every patient that walks in that door as if they had a prescription and it was medical marijuana that they were coming to get. And the medical people with prescriptions go to the front of the line, and recreational people would have to, be more patient. But right. these are large retail stores that actually do, and I'm not looking at this from the economic standpoint, but as a fiscal conservative, I also know in the back of my mind that this is certainly not going to hurt the city of Bristol. It's going to be a retail space. And for younger people, back to the Chipotle example, I often joke that my son probably wouldn't have moved to New York City if we had a Chipotle. And, he's in New York City. Believe it or not, there is some of that mentality out there about recreational marijuana for the younger folks.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a topic. We're out of time. It's a topic that I'd like to discuss some more down the road. But personally, I'll see you on Friday late morning, and hopefully it's going to be a great day to raise money for the Carousel Museum at the Crocodile Club lunch. And again, if you want to come say hello to us and the Politicos, it's the carouselmuseum.org/Crocodile Club, and come say hello. Mr. Mayor, thanks for the time.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to Friday. See you then.
All right, we'll see you then.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.